Hey there, kids and kittens. It's Laura and
Margo.
And we're here for another episode of
Too Late Brunettes.
Guys, it's been a while, but boy, do we have a good show for you.
We sure do. Just got back from a little adventure.
Margs, where did we go?
Manhattan Vintage.
Guys, it was insane. It was bananas. It was like stimuli to the max.
I mean, we sort of described it as a bit of a circus.
It felt a little, but we mean it in the best way possible.
Sensory. We, coming from DC Flea, not as fashion centric, if you will, more of a flea market. This was like, we knew that we were going to be surrounded by clothing, beautiful, colorful, amazing things.
And accessories.
And accessories and all the things. But it was like DJ.
Food booth.
Food booth. Bar.
Dressing rooms.
Amazing people watching.
The guy with the high-heeled white Western boots and the caftan.
Oh, it was just, I mean, we couldn't get enough. And I would have like, I almost wanted a videographer following our journey through the venue.
I mean,
it was incredible.
It was incredible. And it wasn't that, I mean, they did have a lot of vendors, but considering the size of what we're used to, it was quite small, but it was dense. And there were lots of people.
Yes.
And they were crowding the booths because everyone was really excited. But I would say that it was just a magical experience.
It was.
Margs and I had the best time.
Yes, it was great. It was really, really fun. I'm so glad we went.
Oh my God, I'm so glad we went. So we guys have, of course, our, you know, favorite little, what is it, our little tidbit that we like to share about things from the past called
Sands of Time.
So this Sands of Time is something that kind of brings us back to the 90s, which of course is really big. And who else but the most greatest Kate Moss, of course, made it famous.
Iconic.
Which is the slip dress.
Right.
She was really famous for wearing her metallic sheer Liza Bruce dress at some event. And it was gorgeous and so effortless on her, and it was just like she threw it on. But I remember
messy hair, no jewelry.
I think she had a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, it brought me back to all how big slip dresses and bias dresses were
The
90s.
Yes, they totally were.
Margs, how do you, like, what, do you have any stories, or how's your relationship with the slip dress?
That's such a good question. I was always, I loved it from afar, you know, Kate Hudson and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with the yellow slip dress, Kate Moss.
That was beautiful.
I mean, it was so, I loved watching it from afar, but I was trying to remember a time when I actually rocked it, and I felt like I sort of shied away from it because I was so curvy. In hindsight, I just had a beautiful, curvy figure that I felt a bit shy about the clinginess.
It really enhances and
absolutely
sort of clings to every curve that you
and
have.
It's up, it is a gorgeous silhouette.
Very flattering.
But when I was, you know, at that time, I just felt like all the other girls were waifs. I was the curvy one, and it just sort of never felt like the right thing for me.
The right thing. It's funny, you know, I remember wearing a Betsy Johnson slip dress for my junior prom. I think I still have it.
Oh,
it had
God.
The slip dress, and then it had like a kind of sheer overlay.
Yes.
And it was
what color was it?
Oh my God, it was like kind of this creamy off-white.
Beautiful.
With light pink flowers.
Oh yes. Like an embroidered.
Oh no, it was like printed.
Oh, a print.
And
okay.
It was beautiful, and I hope I still have it because I want to give it to Talene.
Yeah, that's a special piece.
But it was very special, and I felt great in it. I mean, of course, I was like 16 or 17, you know, and at that age,
we were children.
You can rock anything
and everything.
But But this is funny, guys, because this kind of like leads us into something that we saw a lot of at Manhattan Vintage,
right,
which was the slip dress.
The slip dress.
The bias dresses, the long lace.
We saw, right, lace and silk charmeuse and...
And sheers.
Yes, all the things at every booth. And I mean, these were so beautifully maintained. I mean, they were not just a drop in the bucket. Didn't you feel investment pieces for the most part?
The price points for these dresses was a good at least $500, $600, $700.
Yeah. All the way up to $1,000. I mean,
easily.
I mean, they were gorgeous. And so really fun to peruse through and great for inspiration. And then also they reminded me of the Chloe boho
romantic revival that's happening.
Yeah, and so I immediately sort of had
that. You can
see,
like, wearing a pair of platforms with one of them.
Yeah, I even felt like, why not wear it with denim, dress it down a little bit with denim.
Oh, that would be fantastic. And a boot. That's a way to, like, kind of offset the femininity
right?
with it. I love that.
So I had, yeah, so that was really fun. I feel like I need more lace in my life.
I know, after all of that. Well, it's interesting because at some point we, we're drifting in and out of booths, and we drifted into this one booth for Pigsty Vintage.
Yes.
And Rita Wallace, who is the owner, she had the most amazing collection.
Oh, the caftans.
The caftans. And she had all of these designer pieces like Aussie Clark
right.
and Biba. And they were just absolutely, it was magical. I mean,
it
you
was
saw,
magical.
I was like a kid in a candy.
Laura was in the zone. I mean, you could not even, like, I was like, and I'm going to let her have her moment in here. You connected with the owner and you... It just was really great to see how joyful, really. I mean, you were so happy and having so much fun.
Well, you know, one of the prints I was telling you about that was on the dress was by the print designer Celia Burtwell.
Right.
And she was married to Aussie Clark. And I was telling Margaret that she is, that they are very well known in the fashion world.
Right.
But they are also well known because David Hockney painted them. So, yeah, I was like a kid in the candy store. I wish I could have afforded one of those pieces, but it was just like a privilege to even look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really fun.
So, you know, we also saw a lot of, so we did see a lot of 70s. We saw a lot of long and lean and lacy. And then
yes.
we also saw a lot of 80s.
Yes. Leather, fringe, oversized jackets.
Sharp shoulders.
Yes, for
the
sure.
The Moschino booth we saw.
Oh my gosh, that was really fun. Yeah, and we tried on so much.
We tried on a lot.
Lines to the fitting rooms, or we would just toss it on over
we
our clothing.
We should have shared a fitting room.
We
I should've. Don't know why we
I,
didn't.
I felt like they were a little funny about that.
Maybe they were
just,
concerned,
just to,
yeah, about
you know,
theft
protect,
and stuff.
Yes. But overall, a great experience. I actually fell upon... So at the beginning of the show, Laura and I were both like, okay, what are we looking for today? And I kind of wanted... Laura inspired me with her fringe suede jacket find at the last flea market. So I was like, kind of want a little fringe in my life. Or maybe a fun skirt or a... I wasn't sure. And how about you? What were you kind of hoping to find?
Well, I think I was looking for either a white dress or I wanted something, which funny enough, I found a white dress, but
I didn't know.
I wanted either a very cool accessory or a white dress or something just like an it piece, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I felt like we were both kind of, I think between just the sheer choices, we were overwhelmed.
Oh, there was so much. And so I ended up falling upon at the very end of the day, a denim duster.
It was
80s.
So fantastic. And you found it like literally at the 11th hour. Like we were finishing up.
We were tired. Yes.
We had a little Prosecco break in the middle.
Yep. And we were, and it wasn't necessarily what I was looking for, but it's an absolute gem, everybody. It's like, and I'm sure I'll have lots of outfit creations with it, but it's like...
Well, you did denim on denim with it, which I loved.
Yes, the denim on denim, and you're just seeing so much of that this spring that it'll be
what
a perfect
little... What is it, the Canadian
little,
tuxedo?
Yeah, the Texas tuxedo. So yeah, I'm excited about that piece. And I actually wore it that night out to dinner, and then I wore it again the next day to brunch. I mean, it like just freshened things up a bit, adds a little drama. So I'm excited about that. And then I just loved the white piece that Laura found.
So I found
white dresses, guys. I feel like we all need to find kind of a fun white dress.
Fun white dress. I remember, like, it was one of the first booths I saw it, even though, like, some of it was a little too bohemian for me, but I saw that piece and I remember thinking,
yeah,
it's really kind of wild, but right, I was drawn to it.
Right.
They had taken, like, a Battenberg tablecloth and basically turned it into some kind of tunic or tunic dress.
Like an asymmetrical.
Yes.
It's a bit asymmetrical, sort of Grecian feeling
with some layers.
Yeah. And that reminds me of the woman who was doing the slip dresses out of the tablecloths.
She looked amazing.
The lace
amazing
tablecloth. And it was so gorgeous. It was like the perfect beach wedding vibe, right?
100%.
I mean, I was like, oh my God, I wish I could. And, you know, I bet she does custom pieces for people. Like, it was just, you never know what you're going to find out there.
And I mean, just carried it. I think she wore it with a pair of boots.
She did.
So she had a way of kind of dressing it down. Yeah. But, of course, she was, like, 6 feet tall and, like, gorgeous.
She was. I mean, it was lovely. So... What else?
Well, I have funny stories, which is, do you remember how we sort of, so Margaret and I packed on Friday night, kind of scrambled to get things, and we ended up being faced with some fashion challenges because the weather was a little cooler than we expected. And even though I packed like 3 jackets, I did not think to wear my warmer jacket. And Margaret, you were also trying to play around. We were playing around with what we were going to wear to dinner that night. I mean,
I was kind of hoping, first of all, when I packed, it was at the 11th hour. I'd had this long day with the kids. And by the time I dropped my child off at the school dance, I was like, okay, you've got to get this done. And I was thinking more comfort. I was thinking a little more practical from a practical standpoint,
yes,
which is never how I pack.
I know.
But I also knew we were only there for a night and that more than likely I was banking on finding a piece at the show that I was then going to wear that night. So when I found the duster, which was a piece, is a piece, I thought, well, the other thing, maybe I'll get lucky and we'll just go from the show straight to dinner.
To dinner.
And I'll just wear that outfit,
the
white dress I wore.
We did a detour home. Yeah, because you were in the white dress.
Yeah.
I was wearing, so I had a plan of wearing these like
you looked
pleather
adorable,
pants.
Though. Yes.
And I was going to wear like this light, almost sort of gauzy shirt underneath it. But it was so freaking cold.
It was cold.
That I was like, forget it. I'm going to wear my sweatshirt from the car ride.
You wore the sweatshirt. You looked, you had like a cute little mix of things happening, and then Laura, leave it up to brave Laura, tosses on her leopard slingbacks, and like, you know, it was like a nod to our 20s, pounding the pavement,
in
like
the
bar
heels.
Hopping in the heels. You were so, I was like, and look at you. And sure enough, blisters on the way home.
Blisters
from dinner,
on the way home. I
but
mean,
she looked cute.
Guys, it's sometimes fashion is torture. You know, you've got to like, it has to hurt sometimes.
I mean, I was impressed. I was like, oh my, these are, yes, it was great.
But Margaret, remember.
You pulled it off.
Oh,
it all
well,
looked
thank
great.
You. Well, I remember what I said to you in the room. I said, Margaret, I feel like we're living our own fashion challenge because we were really kind of only up to us to make a few pieces creative.
It's true. And actually, I ended up, we didn't talk about my giant jeans. So I brought these sort of paint splattered, a little, what is the shape?
Barrel.
Barrel jean.
A little loose,
a little, you know, just big on. And my plan was to just throw those on for the drive home. We were going to meet a friend for brunch that morning. And I just thought, I'm just going casual with this. But I wasn't planning on wearing them to dinner. So we made it work. I had an oversized white button down. I tucked it in the front. I tossed on a big gold sort of vintage inspired chain with that.
Yes.
And I did my bright orangey red lip.
And those cute ballet flats.
And then the cute ballet flats, which now I can't remember which ones they were.
I think those were the Jeffrey Campbell, the black cutouts. Oh,
little,
my gosh.
Yes, they're so cute.
They're
and
so cute.
Comfortable. If you can't, yeah. I mean, I'd prefer the Alayas, but hey, no. Jeffrey Campbell's doing a great job of...
And you know, the Alayas are not accessible to all of us.
No.
Although we dream. We dream.
So, I'll take one of Jeffrey Campbell's in every color.
I know. I want the white ones.
And the blue.
The blue are gorgeous.
So cute. So, yeah, we were both sort of like, okay, the stylists have no clothing to wear, but we made it work, and that's what was sort of a fun challenge.
It was a fun challenge because I think we had to listen to our own advice.
Yeah,
I mean,
we were
probably all the times we have to give support and advice to other people, we had to actually like listen to ours
and
make it work. And you know, we had elements like walking and weather and a bunch of, you know, fashion obstacles, I like to think.
Okay, yes.
But,
all of those things,
fashion obstructions.
And we were there for each other. We really supported each other through it.
Through these rough
times. I was like, am I cinching this with the vintage belt that I brought? If nothing else, I did bring like a very cute Barbara Bui.
Oh, I love that
little
belt.
Lizard closure black belt. That was really fun, but it was just not quite working. Anyways, we made it work.
Guys, it was definitely makes for a good story now.
I know, thanks for the reminder on that story, because that was
So kids, we are very excited because we've been super busy, and next week, or hopefully in the next week and a half, we're gonna have another episode which is going to be all about
consignment shopping.
Consignment.
And consigning our pieces.
Consigning clothing.
Yes.
Figuring out how and where and when.
Right.
And we're really excited. We are looking forward to checking out a consignment store next week.
Yeah.
And it's a local one, but we're going to see and hear a little bit about what they accept and what are their sort of perfect pieces to get.
Yeah. And God knows this is the perfect time of year to clean out our closets.
To weed, guys.
Yes. And so make room for the new. I did my own little spring cleaning a few weeks ago, and I mean, it was like
felt great.
Cleansing. Yes. I totally lightened the load in there, and I feel so much better.
It feels a world of
then
difference.
Then I sold a ton of pieces, remember?
You did.
And it was like rewarding.
And you know, the cycle continues.
Now I got room, guys. Room for more treasures.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. So fun to be back with you.
And we will be back hopefully next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Ciao.